You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more.
Golf Unfiltered mini series, Memoirs from Magnolia Lane. My name is Nikki Dunnigan, and just a quick reminder that this podcast mini series is in no way sponsored by, nor are we affiliated with, Augusta National, Masters, or any of its affiliates. Just getting that out of the way.
Well, we can say the words.
We can, yeah, we can. Yeah.
We're gonna drop censorship.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that we get that out of there. And if you're watching on YouTube, you will notice that we are in a very special location today. And that's because I have not one, but two very special guests with me today. Aaron, you've been with us before, but we have not seen Paul yet. Normally, Paul, you're behind the scenes.
Behind the camera.
Yep, producer Paul. So welcome to the front side of the camera.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
How's it feel over here? The weird.
Feels great. White lights. I don't know if I don't hold the microphone right. Just tell me. I used to do it.
Yeah,
you're probably the hottest of the San Andre crew, but you're behind camera. It's weird.
Dang.
Although it's your moment.
Hannah would disagree and say herself.
That's true. We did have Hannah on recently. She's a very popular guest. Everyone enjoyed having that Hannah on as a guest.
I love Hannah, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. I think that makes Andrew the only one that we have not had on from St. Andre.
He's ready anytime.
Yeah.
It was an at-home mic we got for him, so he's ready to go.
Yeah, I actually feel bad when I asked the two of you to do this, and then I listened to an episode of your podcast where Andrew was like, I've been to the Masters. I was like, oh, no. I asked the two of you.
He's busy.
Yeah, but he is. He's very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you both for joining me today. As you know, this series we talk about Masters, we talk about Augusta, we talk about just your experience having gone, and we kick off kind of every episode of the series asking our guests the same question, which is, what does the quote-unquote tradition unlike any other mean to you? And I kind of want to start with Paul, because you guys are going to have very different answers, because Aaron, you went for the first time last year, right?
Yes, I went to a practice round when I was like 8, and I don't really remember. So pretty much the first time.
Yeah. But Paul, you are like yourself, a Masters Nevo baby. So
yes.
Yeah, you're going to have a little bit of a different answer, I think, than Aaron. So I want to start with you.
Yeah. I think for us, it's family. Like every time we go, we're always passing the tickets around with our family who can go. We had a couple there. My granddad, who was kind of the OG back in the 50s, we had a couple years there where we had 3 generations that won Masters, which is pretty cool. So like me, my dad, and my granddad, he has passed away since, but I'm sure we'll get into later how we were still able to go. But yeah, I think it's just family. Whenever Masters weekend pops up on the calendar, it's a weekend that we plan to be together and don't plan anything else. And if something else comes up, we have to find a way to get out of it. It's all about being together, all about watching together, and getting the chance to be out there on the grounds together as a family. And then now, you know, with my wife, my brother's wife, you know, we have cousins now. We're getting to bring people kind of outside of our family into it, which has been really fun. We got to take Aaron last year. My granddad was always big on people going for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And just people that are important to you in your lives, if you have an extra ticket, just to take them. So
now that I've been, it's over.
yeah. Well, last year timed up to where
people who respect the ticket and won't lose them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it timed up last year. I just started with St. Andre, and that was my first PTO request. And then I was like, wait, let me just loop him into this and bring him.
So, yeah, you were trapped.
He'll approve the PTO if I take him with me.
So it was the first week. Yeah. We had a call and he's accepted the job. He's like, can I take the first Thursday and Friday off? I was like, all right, that's it. It's just been okay. And also be able to go to Augusta.
Like, it's hard to say no.
All right.
Hell yeah. Yeah. What about you, though? Because, like, last year, I mean, you obviously are a huge fan of golf. Clearly, you founded this whole ordeal.
An ordeal, like, unlike any other.
Yeah, an ordeal, unlike any other. But having been for the first time and growing up just 2 hours down the road from Augusta, but never getting to go, and last year getting to go for the first time, like, what what does that kind of tradition mean to you from that lens?
Yeah, my answer is very literal, which is not super fun.
It can be, yeah.
There's just nothing like it. Like there's the history aspect, there's the facilities. A lot of it felt like Disney World to me.
Mm.
Like the,
okay.
A lot of times it felt like I was about to get on a ride. Not kidding, like waiting to get not real.
Yeah,
into the shop. Walking from the range to the course, like how it was built. I've just never been anywhere like that. I haven't been to other majors. Been to East Lake, not major, but kind of. It's just completely different. Like it's all different.
You're not the first person to say that. I think Wells said it on our last episode.
Yeah.
That it reminded him a lot of that they go to Disneyland and Anaheim a lot, and that like that's the only place that ran so efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Like compared to that.
And it's one of those places where if you step out of line, people will pop up
yeah.
the trees. You don't even know where they are. They're around. They'll take you out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A theme park's a very good compare. Like, adults are just giddy the whole time there, mm-hmm. too. It's like grown men are just like skipping around, literally.
It's, but, like, it's not like Six Flags. Six Flags.
No,
like,
that's different.
Six Flags is a little waste management-esque.
Like, totally. I don't think the Six Flags over Georgia outside Atlanta just opened. For the first weekend, and that was a riot. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Not like a riot. Yeah, it was
parking lot.
Yeah,
it was insane. Yeah, very different. Very different, but
yeah, and Disney even has a paint color. I think that's like their own brand called Go Away Green. Mm-hmm. That they paint trash cans and they paint like their dumpsters or like places that they don't want you to gravitate toward. That's very similar to like places in Augusta. That's like. They don't want you to like go that way. Like they want you to stay on the course. They want you to stay.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I think there's business, high up business people at Disney who are members at Augusta who kind of help with that.
Yeah, makes sense. Disney has a very like underground, I did like the underground Disney thing in college. You see all the behind the scenes things of like the line of vision where people can see you in your costumes until you pass this line and you're out of sight. I'm sure Augusta has crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, it's kind of some old. Augusta members frozen.
Yeah.
Hobbies.
Project, yeah, frozen. For sure.
Augusta National.
Do you think Arnold Palmer is frozen somewhere?
Why not? I hope so. Hope so, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Science catches up. Dig them up.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's sound threesome. Yeah. For sure. So I wanted to talk to you guys about the year, like last year, when you guys went together. The weather last year was insane. But you guys actually got to go on a day where like if the weather was somewhat decent, like it wasn't pouring and rain. You went because you went Friday.
Yeah, it was great. It was like the night before or the day before. Obviously, everything went crazy.
And didn't I think we left, started walking away, and heard the
the thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the siren went off.
It was great for us, and then we left at 4 or 5 or something. So missed just
which is a full day.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So easy to have a full day out there. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, good point. It was beautiful. And then I went on Sunday, and it was, I think, the best weather day I've ever had there.
Yeah, I mean, your feet are, it's a marsh under your feet, mm-hmm. but above you, it's
yeah, it was amazing. It's
beautiful. Yeah. Were you guys there the day that the tree fell?
Or was we that were the day.
Was it later that day?
I think it was later that day.
I can't remember if it was later that day or Saturday.
I remember if it was Friday or Saturday.
I think it was Saturday.
Oh, was it?
No, I don't think so. I think because Saturday was the day it just monsoon rained the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was starting to go. So I was pushing on it all day.
Yeah.
Like I loosened up the pickle jar.
Yeah.
It didn't fall, so we left. And it didn't hit the lady I wanted to hit. Yeah, but we were, what was that?
17.
Okay.
19.
We were really around there.
No. We were like, very close, but not right there. Could have been us.
Dang.
So how do you, and Paul, this is probably more a question for you since you've been more often, how do you kind of gear your days when you are there?
It's so stressful. It's a good stress to have to deal with, but it's really stressful because you're like.
Because I'm sure people have asked you, like, well, what do I, like, this is my first time, what do I do?
Yeah, I mean, like with Aaron, I know Aaron wanted to see as much of the course as possible,
mm-hmm.
Which I think we did pretty well. Like we made our rounds, we walked a ton. Obviously, with that, you kind of sacrifice how much golf you get to see, actually. I mean, just watch a shot here or there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more now where I'll go and I plot out. I think I gravitate towards like 2, 7, and 15, and then maybe aiming corn if it's not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I love, I mean, 2 is always like a such a special place. That was the first place I went and sat with my granddad and my dad. I feel like it's the really,
yeah, oh, 2 is such a good hole.
It's the best.
Yeah,
there's nothing beats seeing them. Honestly, like when we first went, not to get too into it, but when we first went, we sat in the fairway to see them hit their second approach shot. So like everybody goes to the green, but it's so cool sitting behind them and watching them hit towards the green and just like the strategy and everything that goes into that. But I remember that's just the first place I saw so many of the golfers for the first time coming around that corner,
mm-hmm,
down 2. But I'm more of a, yeah, I'll plot out kind of a group. If there's 3 or 4 groups that I like and guys that I want to see, I'll plot out where to go sit before, watch them play through, then go to the next place, watch that same group play through. And depending on how you time it, you may catch people in the front end or back end. But I've become more of a, usually if I'm with my wife, with my dad who has a bad knee, we kind of just camp out in a hole for a little bit and move to the next one. If I was by myself, I would not stop moving, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to kind of get to know you with.
It's also not easy to follow people there.
Very hard.
Yeah. Especially if you're trying to follow Tiger, like that's not. It's not, you gotta just sit still, pretty much. Yeah, I'm curious what having like walking up to Amen Corner for the first time, like what was that like for you? Did you cry a little bit?
Didn't cry, but there was the.
Did you sweat a little more? Were you like?
No, I mean, I think if that was the first thing I saw, maybe if you walk in and boom, it's there, it might have got me. But that was later on in the day.
Yeah.
So you had time to build it up. Like you got to.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was like it was kind of the end for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it was crowded, very, very crowded.
Yeah. Okay. It's tough to get in there if you don't do it early.
Yeah. Or so where we were standing, it was solid. It was the actual corner where we saw green, par 3,
mm-hmm,
kind of got all of it. Yeah, it was special. I don't think it was my most like magical moment. Yeah. That was definitely the walking in.
Yeah.
I think.
Nothing
Which
beats...
gate did you come in, the main north gate, or did you go in the south gate?
No, because we took a right to go down 1. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, nothing beats walking through
the main gate. Yeah.
The main gate, mm-hmm, and you're like at the top. You just look down.
Yeah, yeah.
You come in past the driving range.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I also made a. I don't know if it was a mistake. I still don't know what I should have done. went pretty hard on merch early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff gets sold out, so you want to get it, but then you got to carry it all day.
You guys don't do the walk it back to your car at some point.
I have like FOMO. Like, I don't want to like leave. Yeah, it's so
far. Yeah, but I mean, some people will plan out their day to go. Like, we do merge, we walk back to the car, and then we spend the rest of the day there.
Yeah.
Some people will do like.
Some people check it. Some people.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we do our merge.
I had a big old bulging bag, and also an umbrella.
Yeah.
You don't have pull over that you put in your bag.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
So there was some.
It is nice, though.
A little stressful
when you have the bag of merch. You also can put the cups there to keep them.
Yes, you're not that person like, walking around with a stack.
Yeah, yeah, like a little, mm-hmm, the stick, little satchel to keep everything.
You also have a bag to, when you're on the way out, put some
load
sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
And yeah.
Yes, you can find some useful ways for it.
Speaking of sandwiches, I should probably get to this, or I don't want them to melt.
I don't want to eat them.
Or, yeah.
The shared office space.
Yeah. So, one of the reasons why I wanted to do what we're about to do is because, Aaron, you used to have a show called, or a podcast called Deep Fried Kale,
mm-hmm,
where you guys used to basically go into Whole Foods and like find a random food and taste it.
The worst possible thing we could find, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Is me and TR, my friend TR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Girth versus Earth. So, you know, thicker boys trying like pickled beets and some of the worst things in the world.
It was some gross stuff you guys tried on the show.
Like on location, or you like bring it back?
No, we'd bring it back. We'd have a guest. We'd all try it together.
Colin Q was one of your guests.
Yeah,
yeah,
a couple times.
Yeah. So in honor of that and where kind of where you started, I brought something today that I want you guys to try. It's not gross. It's not from Whole Foods.
Great.
I made it myself. I promise it's not poison, but I made, since the Taste of the Masters does not do the ice cream sandwiches, I made some peach ice cream sandwiches. I'm trying to find the best one in here because there's a couple that got a little smushed.
I still have not seen the course have them in stock.
Yeah,
every time I get
them on the way out.
Well, so this is my first. If you guys went on Friday, like people could, like things like the gnomes, they yeah. limit the number of ones they put out and the number of purchases that they yeah. will put out each day so that they still have them by the weekend.
They do that.
Ice cream sandwiches, like they try to limit them, but people will just go, like, I have one for breakfast when I get there.
Yeah.
So people will just go hard on them and then they're gone.
That's nice too.
So I've got some sandwiches here. This one looks a little less melted. Like I said, I had to get them here.
This like getting like a plate before.
Yeah. So
it sounds good to be now we're just talking, the mics are down here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you eating it right
now? Sure, yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Brother, doing some ASMR.
Do a taste, yeah.
That's for tasting.
This a big ASMR.
Is this gonna explode?
It shouldn't. No, I mean they're frozen. It's peach ice cream. And, I should have gotten that.
Because it's coming out the side.
It is, yeah.
I should have. That's smart. I'll go first.
It is, yeah. For those who are curious while they're eating, I can keep talking. For those who are curious about the recipe, if you want to make this yourself at home, you would think it's just a sugar cookie and peach ice cream. But it's not just any sugar cookie. It's not just any peach ice cream. Specifically, the sugar cookies from Walmart. Like, I've tried sugar cookies from Publix, from Kroger, from Trader Joe's, from several other places. The Walmart sugar cookies are like the ones that are the closest and like the softest to Augusta's. And the peach ice cream, there are several different flavors. Tillamook peach ice cream is the closest to
Walmart. It's so good.
Yeah.
I appreciate the little peach bits.
There's, yeah, very, very, very peach minimal bits. Little like pieces of peach in there. But yes. Don't feel like
I might.
I brought extras.
With the, you know, the beer, they can get sloppy real fast. So I'm trying my best to. I don't have that. Yeah.
And while we're on the topic of food too, on y'all's podcast a couple weeks ago, when John Rahm came out with his Champions dinner menu, y'all were talking about things that you would have at your Champions dinner. Mm-hmm. I'd love for you to walk us through that again, because some of the things you had were pretty good.
Yeah, we also didn't get Paul's, which is
yeah, I know. I want to hear Paul's.
Oh, yeah. I think I would keep it pretty classic. I think I would have to go filet mignon. Ooh. With scalloped potatoes. Is that like a slice?
Mm-hmm. I would get those mixed up with au gratin potatoes.
Yes.
But I think yeah.
I think we're on the same page. And then
some rich people potatoes.
Yeah, something like that. Asparagus to the side.
Oh, interesting. Wouldn't even thought of a vegetable, but
I think a traditional old fashioned with the drink of the night. You know, I think a rehearsal dinner, you like the drinks that
Inverse cocktails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Old fashioned.
Or his and his.
Yes. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I would keep it pretty traditional: steak, potatoes, asparagus. Feels very southern, Augusta golf.
Yeah.
I don't know about the appetizer.
We were saying this is very different than your last meal. So that's another question. If you're
that would also be my last meal.
Okay,
for sure.
Well, that's good. It's not embarrassing.
Okay. Because
you know, his last meal, it's just for you.
So right.
It can be embarrassing. Who cares? You're about to die.
That's true.
But here, is you kind of want to, you know, impress all of us, the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a little different.
And you want to have a little bit of something for everyone too. You know, like make sure that if there's someone who doesn't eat red meat, you might have another option.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I see. I
think it would spice things up to be like hibachi night. You just like move the tables out, put some big grills, and you're throwing sushi across.
Yeah, hibachi would be great if it is a Japanese cook.
Yeah.
None of this Benihana white guy cooking your hibachi. You know, it's going to suck.
It has to be authentic. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do say hibachi. Hibachi.
Hibachi.
I've been making fun of that my whole life.
Yeah.
Hibachi.
Hard eye.
Yeah, hard. I don't know. Krispy Kreme would be
the appetizer.
No, I mean, would be the bread of the sandwich. No,
palate cleanse.
That's in there. These for sure.
Yes,
I think I'm gonna finish the whole thing. That's my goal.
Kind of gave up.
I was having eaten today, so this is nice. lobster bisque. I love a good cheap wrap stew, lobster bisque. Yeah, big seafood guy.
So you like putting a lot of different things together.
I want everyone to be very confused.
Yeah.
But full and happy.
Okay.
McDonald's nuggets.
Like,
no, I'm not going Donald Trump on it.
So where people are like Bubba Watson was like, I'm going Southern food, so everyone knows my culture. Like, and where people try to kind of go with their things that are familiar to them or traditional to them, you're going to be like, this is my culture. Krispy Kreme.
High Waffle and birthday dinners? That's my culture.
Yeah, that's it.
Not Crystal.
Maybe like Longhorn. Steakhouse.
Okay.
Flo's Filet. Maybe
Filet.
Bloomin' Onion.
Okay. Stampede.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I would do the, yeah, not fast food, but right above that. Mm-hmm. Best of chain restaurants. Cracker.
Like the Chili's Presidente margarita.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the chicken and dumps from Cracker Barrel for sure.
Oh, okay. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for
sure. Just like a sampler of the best thing at all chain restaurants.
Just the vegetable platter from Cracker Barrel.
Sure.
And all the vegetables are just starches.
Yeah. And bring in those 70-year-old, you know, waiters with four stars on their chest.
No really less than four stars. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not
the best. Yeah. Not the best. Four stars. Okay.
Put it in my account so you can finish it.
That's funny. Okay. Yeah. I actually don't know.
That's right.
Like, as many times as I probably ask people this question that I didn't like pass over it and just don't think about it. I like the chicken and dumplings is that's a good, I haven't thought about that before.
But you know they're about to be bad if someone says the G on the end of that.
Dumplings.
Yeah.
I think someone did that recently in their meal. They had chicken and dumplings.
Stuff in the G
dumps.
Dumplings.
Yeah. I think that was part of somebody's meal recently.
Dumplings.
I can see that. That feels like a big match agreed.
He definitely said the G.
I don't know what he had in his meal, actually. Like, it's very forgettable.
Go look that up.
Yeah, I can. I can
make
that.
One of them.
I do remember that Bubba Watson's his second one. His first one was very like Southern. I remember it was like barbecue, and
yeah.
Like, but his second one was literally like grilled chicken, Caesar salad,
that's bland.
And like confetti cake, and everyone was like, "Yeah."
Well, didn't Tiger do the fast food thing his first when he won the first time in what 97? I think he did like the burgers and fries thing.
Yeah,
because right?
there's that famous picture of him eating the fries.
I think so.
Is Patrick Reed's Master's Center. Like, I'm almost afraid to Google
like
that because
it's maggots and flesh. Someone's one.
Let's see. Okay. It was. Oh, okay. This is throwing me off. So I was like, why is this shit?
Sure that vegan one was too far gone.
Okay. Caesar salad and a wedge salad, and then a bone-in cowboy ribeye. And then the sides were mac and cheese, cream spinach, creme brulee, and steamed broccoli.
Okay. I can get behind that. This is kind of exactly what you wanted.
Yeah. I don't really like to be so close to his, but I could do some of that.
His dessert was vanilla bean creme brulee and a chocolate crunch praline cheesecake.
Okay, we could get more creative there, but it's pretty solid.
Yeah. Yeah, Jordan Spieth, Texas Barbecue.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
So you don't know what yours would be?
I don't know. I do love, I think, like, the Cracker Barrel, like, I can't stop thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Now that we've started talking about it.
What is a breakfast for
dinner? Yeah, like, that's...
That'd be good. That'd be really good. Waffle House catered?
Oh my god.
You do Cracker Barrel though. You gotta bring in the big ass checkers. You gotta
so
have
like the chicken
game,
and
chicken
and waffles though would be so good. But also I feel like the thing about Gaspar like is they're not gonna really let you bring in like you can't be like, oh, I'm gonna do the varsity.
Well they'll get like the recipe themselves.
Get something as close to it and try to make it like, oh, we're going to do the varsity, but put, like, you know, pimento cheese on the burger or something.
No.
Like
if I'm eating a blooming Bloomin' Onion.
You want it? Sorry to the part G again.
Bloomin' Onion.
Yes.
Like, yeah, like the ones here. They're from the Outback.
The
they
Outback.
Ship them in daily. No, you can't recreate that.
I feel like they finesse the recipe somehow and get it identical.
Close, maybe, yeah. Sure,
yeah, they can do that. How do you feel about, is it a rumor that the champion has to pay for it, or is that a fact?
I think it's, I heard that from y'all. So,
and then
I repeated it on our podcast. So I fucked up.
Right. So we should start spreading things.
So, yeah.
People are mad at that. And I'm like, I think that's fine.
You made $3 million.
Exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay plus labor. $50,000.
So, yeah, he made so much money. But now this was just recently announced, he's having a third child. So
now he's poor again. Am I right? Am I right, parents?
Yeah, brother.
Three kids, I think more than $600 million.
I've also heard that, like, if you go to play as a guest, you can order ahead or something, and like, no matter what, if you can, like, I want Chilean sea bass, and like, they'll find a way to get it. That's what I heard. But, like, I want to say you're asked, like, what you want before, like, ahead of time. I don't know if it's like a day, a week.
That could be, because I'm assuming they can't just, like, roll up and be like, I'm bringing this guest tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
It probably has to be
in advance. And I'm pretty sure that you can, like, say whatever you want and they'll figure it out.
But I wonder how that works for, like the, just the corporate people, like. Just
popping in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I know at IBM, like, the CEO of IBM, Jenny Rometty, she is a member there. Mm-hmm. And they had a situation where, like, they would bring in the top sales people every so often. And so I don't know if it works for like that, or if you find out like,
yeah,
hey, by the way, I'm going to play Augusta. Like, oh yeah, can you make me this really rare, like, what is it, Wagyu steak?
Yeah.
I'm not pronouncing it right, I know.
Wagyu, yeah.
Wagyu.
Is there a
that may be what I, that may be on my menu.
I think it's Wagyu. That's
very uncultured.
Yeah.
That's a college choice. Can't go wrong with that.
Well, I did want to do some quick round robin, rapid fire questions for you guys that we've done with everyone else too. Your favorite sandwich at Augusta?
Barbecue.
Okay.
I'm a barbecue boy.
We don't get that one a lot.
Fried chicken.
The chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm newer to pimento cheese in my taste preference history, and I tried it.
Someone told us, I think it was a friend Landon.
Runny.
A friend Landon. He's like, get the chicken, get the pinot, put the chicken in the pinot and that.
That's the way that was. Make it a little firmer. It's a little runny. Mine was.
Yeah.
It was like, I get it. It's good.
It's the $2 sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, so I love Gaston. You're getting what you pay for.
Yeah.
I'm barking the other way.
I've said this a million times. They put too much on there.
It was like running
on
my hand.
That's great. You can put what you want, or you can use it as a dip, you know.
Sure.
But they put too much on there. Same with the egg salad.
Yeah.
There's too much on there. Like, it's fine for what it is. And I think we had a discussion about this, the lengthy one, last season. But the egg salad, some years it gets like 90 degrees out there.
You don't want that.
You don't want egg when it's 90 degrees.
Yeah,
I know. Like,
out the sun.
No.
They try it.
Yeah.
The first time.
You were like, I want to try it. Yeah.
The little cheese curd cracker things, those were new last year.
I don't remember those.
I didn't get those.
Maybe not cheese curd.
I also like
crackers.
Don't change. I just get the same like
same thing every time.
Barbecue sandwich, M&M's, chips, 2 beers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Every time. So good. Gosh, it's so good.
All right, favorite hole, I guess.
What is your criteria here? Like, while you're on the grounds watching, or you just mean overall?
Okay, favorite hole while you were there, and if it's different, I mean, if you have a different hole than you saw in person, then
you
saw on TV, was it different? Like, were your expectations different, I guess, or?
I love part three, just because you get to see the whole thing play out from your spot.
Like 16 or
16 is probably my favorite. overall. Mm-hmm. What's the front nine par three? What was that?
Six was very fun.
Because of the pin location, only a couple guys made it to that top right tier.
Yep.
Yeah. So when we got to the middle and came back and they were visibly mad.
Yeah.
Which was fun for us.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
It's good to see the best in the world beat challenge.
Yes.
Which happens.
But also, like, 16 is like the moments that hole creates.
Yes.
That point in the tournament, that stretch of 15, 16.
Yep.
Must birdies, like, or eagle 15. Like, that just creates such excitement.
Yeah. And Sunday pins, when it starts to come down the hill, it's just so exciting.
Gosh.
Sunday pins on 16 are my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
Like, because it's so, if you got to go for it, it's so dangerous.
Yeah. And arguably the greatest golf moment of all time.
In 2005? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Dang. I was on 15.
The worst time five.
I was on 15 when Tiger won in 2019. He birdied. You could, like, see me and my dad in the stands. It's really cool. And then we had the dilemma of, like,
do we ride this out
or do we try to just get a glimpse on 18? And we chose to try to get a glimpse on 18. And we heard when he almost made a hole in one on 16.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, the clip of Brooks Koepka when he's on 17T and he's, like, looking over. We were on 17T and we're like, did we just miss Tiger hole out on 16? Luckily, he didn't. But we were able to get 8 to 18, but we couldn't get anywhere near the
green. Oh, yeah.
We were at the bunker on the left side of the fairway, and that's, like, when he did the hands, we could see, like, waist up. That's all we could see. But it was still cool.
That's still big.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to complain about being there.
Yeah, yeah, but that's just such a dilemma. Like, do I try to go here?
Yeah.
Do we stay here? Do we try to get ahead? Like, it's just, you don't know. Because it's hard to.
That stuff stresses me out a lot.
Yeah. It's stressful.
Like, I'm the kind of person going to a Braves game, go Braves. I will sit down and I will look over to my friends and say, we have to leave an hour after the game's over or in the eighth inning. You have to tell me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or else I can't relax.
Yeah.
So that stresses me out.
Yeah.
So that was part of, we were like, should we stay? Should we try to get into this? Should we leave? It was like, I think we did it.
It's, yeah.
It's extremely stressful. When there's,
yeah.
It's also extremely stressful when there's a potential playoff, because the year that there was a playoff between Sergio and who was he in the playoff with? I can't even remember.
Scott.
But it was the year Sergio won.
Yeah.
We, because they do 10 and 18,
mm-hmm.
we took a chance and we were like, let's go to 10.
To 10.
And so we had a great shot over there at 10. And so then we're just sitting there waiting and then we hear the roar on 18.
So I stayed on 18.
Yeah. So we missed it.
And saw when he was like,
mm-hmm.
celebration.
But then the year that Bubba won out of the pine straw, we took a chance and we went to the pine. I was in the pine straw.
Sick.
Where he hit that shot at pine straw. And so, like, sometimes you win, sometimes, I mean, but it is stressful because you're like, what do you do? And also, you don't have a phone. And so you don't have a phone to track and see, like, okay, let me see where this person is. So you're having to pull out your, like, your tee times and see, do math backwards.
Yeah.
And see where this person is. They teed up at this time, so where could they possibly be? Or just based on roars and the scoreboard, like, it can be stressful, but you're in a grandstand sometimes with a group of people who are also doing that exact same thing.
Yeah.
You're all doing it together because nobody else has the phone either. So
yeah.
It creates a little community of stress people together.
I wonder what the stories are with the no phone thing. What is the wildest thing someone has come back to their phone to see? I mean, I'm sure some people are like, hey, your wife's in labor. Someone died.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone has their stories like that.
My dad did see someone, I think this was like back in the late 90s, like right when cell phones were coming out, I don't know, early 2000s. And someone had somehow gotten a cell phone into the course and it went off during play. And it was a guy that was standing next to my dad and a marshal came over. They had already told this guy, if it had gone off beforehand, they had told him, like, you gotta leave. You got a
sniper got him.
And it went off again and the marshal took it, threw it on the ground, stomped on it right in front of everybody. He's like, I told you, like, we're not going to handle it.
They don't play.
I was like, dang.
They do not.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of a cheat code now to have an Apple Watch with service, though, because you get
all the updates.
That's true. Like, you can kind of see where people are. You can, like, look at Twitter and see what's happening.
Well, and they don't list anything in the guide about, like, you can or can't have the Apple Watch. And so there was a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
I think eventually they finally came out and said, like, you can't, like, it's got to be on silent. They can't tell people you can't wear a watch, you know, especially people who wear it for medical reasons to check with their heart rate.
Sure, yeah.
Something.
But yeah, I guess you can't regulate that at all.
But it has to be on vibrate. Like, if they hear a sound.
Yeah.
Which is wild. Oh, interesting. Okay, we did favorite hole. We did. Okay, favorite winner you've been alive to see? Other 2019 Tiger doesn't.
Yeah.
We cannot. That's not fair.
Patrick Reed.
Dude, don't. Don't.
I really like him. And everything he's done.
Let me tell you. We were on 18 the year that Patrick Reed won. We had walked up to 18. We had seen everyone finish. We were like, because we thought that Ricky was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, we've got to go see this. Like, we want to see Ricky win. And we walked up to 18. And we were like, even with like that last bunker before the green. And so we're kind of on the hill. We're like, having to do this to see it. And Ricky missed his birdie shot, hits it in for par. And so it was like, I mean, there was a roar of an applause. And then Patrick Reed hits it in for the win. And it was like silent. And you go back and watch it on YouTube, and I swear they added an applause on the broadcast. I swear. Because it was so awkwardly silent. Like, people around us were just like, and they were just picking up chairs. They were just picking, like, it was very, very awkward. There was like a delay in even the members standing up.
Yeah.
But it was.
Who had to put a jacket on? Who won the year before?
I think it was
Danny Willett.
Danny Willett, man.
He won, what, 2018? So 2017 was, yeah. Right? Danny Willett? Yeah.
And they all were.
And then Patrick Reed had to put on Tiger.
My brain went to Yung Spieth.
Yeah.
Okay.
His name. That was a very fun one. That's also the first time I saw Spieth.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 2015? Yeah.
Was it 23, 24? I mean, he's like 20.
He was
21. 21. I was just 21. So I'm on 7 for the first time. I was like, who's Spieth? This guy I know everyone's talking about. It's like seeing him win it. That,
I'm a big Trevor Immelman fan.
Same.
So I don't remember him winning, but
yeah.
I do love him, and I'm glad he won, and I love hearing his voice.
A very in head. It was cool to see Rom win. I think they looked really, but just cool to see. It's always cool to see the best guys in the world win.
Yeah.
You know, like Scotty and Rom.
Biggest heartbreak in Augusta you've been alive to see.
The fact that tree didn't get that lady.
Probably watching Tiger withdraw. I mean, that's never fun. Like,
yeah, that is, yeah. The year,
or,
just the year he wasn't there at all. Like,
yeah.
They had to have the empty chair for him at the Champion Center. It was like a knife in the heart.
Actually, biggest disappointment was probably last year when I was supposed to go Saturday, but it rained. It was freezing cold, and it's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, but there's also 2020 when they only did limited tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to that?
We didn't get it. That's the only one we haven't been to. Our Tremere hasn't been to in 65 years.
Yeah.
Probably the 33 Masters I didn't go to.
Rom's 4-putt on number one was pretty funny. Was that last year?
Yeah, on
Thursday.
Started the tournament.
That's not
perfect. I think the year that Spieth was going for his second and was like in it, and then
the chunk.
Mm-hmm, all of them in the water. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Or what was it? Was it 2011 when? No, it wasn't 2011. It was on 11 that Rory absolutely blew it that year.
Mm-hmm.
And just started shanking them. That was pretty heartbreaking.
I think Augusta National would say Phil finishing second last year.
Yeah.
No coverage.
Or honestly, even that year that Ricky lost, like, that was pretty heartbreaking. Like, because he, after that, had a run of, he just did not, like, do well after that.
Yeah.
It took him a long time to come back.
Yeah. I got paid for Ricky, though. You can do it.
I think so. Maybe not this year, but I think you can get one.
All right. Last question. Your favorite for this year? You think of, I swear if you
said Patrick
Reed.
No. We're doing this. It's obviously Patrick Reed, but it's so
much fun. I have a dark horse.
Same.
Big Tone. Tony Finau.
Wow.
He's up there every year.
What's a dark horse? What does that mean? Oh my gosh.
He played well this past weekend. He's trending.
You're gonna get those kids.
He's trending. I do the master's pool and I pick Tony every year because yeah, he's always in the red numbers. He came in second or third after Tiger. I mean, he was when Tiger won, he was like right there.
Tony B.
If he gets a hole in one of the par three contests, he needs to do the same thing as sandworm walk.
Pick up roll his ankle.
Yeah.
But you know, the better you do in the par three, the worse you do in tournament. That's why some of the guys don't even play it.
Yeah.
They don't want to run the curse. It's a curse. Like if you win the par three, you will not win Masters.
Yeah, that's iconic. I get it.
I'm trying to bet against Scotty.
I'm gonna say Jason Day.
Jason Day. That's a great pick.
And I would nothing would make my heart happier. I think.
Yeah.
We love it.
I've been rooting for him since like 2005. I've been wanting him to get that win so bad.
Yeah.
But
I think
it's gonna be like a victory.
I love that.
I would say that he's another guy that always plays well, but he's having such a poor start to the year. I'm like, I don't know if I can pick him this year. Xander's gonna be up there.
If Xander breaks through, that'd
he's
be very
gonna
fun.
Be up there.
Mm-hmm. I think people are going to expect like it would make me happier than ever to see Rory finally get one.
Yeah.
I still just think there's just too much pressure for him. Like everybody's wanting him to get it so bad that I just think there's too much pressure on him. Like it's one of those, once everyone leaves him alone about it, then it'll probably happen, but who knows?
I mean, Rom could easily do it again.
Or who knows, last year there was an amateur who was in like
Bennett.
The final pairing.
That was
so crazy. You never know. I guess it's one that
you never know.
I'm rooting for Big Ten.
Yeah. Well, we will see in shortly.
Yeah. When's this coming up?
Wednesday, par three.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, par three day. So tomorrow, technically, it will start. Tournament will start.
Crazy. We're in the future right now.
We are in the future. All right. Well, that is all from us here today. Thank you guys again so much for joining me. Where can our people find you other than here in this lovely studio?
St. Andre Golf is where you can find us.
Yep, and you can find Paul in Augusta that week.
Not me. I'll be there on Friday.
Just Friday?
Just Friday. I'm pulling out of Charleston.
After. Gotcha. Yeah, St. Andre Golf everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. We do dumb stuff online. It's fun.
Yes, lots of funny videos.
The best ones are written by Nikki.
Nikki's got a strong resume. I'm just saying, on good golf labs so far.
That's not the best ones. I have written some things.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we will continue writing some more together here soon. And we will see more from you guys soon. And we'd love to have you guys back on again. And we will be back again with another episode of Golf Unfiltered next week as we recap the Masters and see if any of our picks were correct at all.
Break down Patrick Reed's big win number two.
Yep.
Patrick Reed kept caught some strays today. A few questions to it.
That's
it's still fun.
We're going to have to clip that and show it. It's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. You'll have more with me, and Adam will be back. You haven't seen a lot of him lately, but he'll be back too. And we will see y'all again next week. Thanks for joining. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Paul, can you sing the piano theme?